gather around the crackling fire. Gather around the crackling fire, a place of leisure and expression, where we play songs, talk, and make memories. Welcome. We're glad to have you. What we speak of are ideas. As your journey isn't a straight line, it's a spiral. And you will continually come back to the things you thought you understood for deeper meanings and truths. So, mark my words. Follow your heart, and your mind will build the map for you to find your passion, to reach happiness, enlightenment, and a life understood for you. I'm going to talk all intellectual-like, all to get you thinking and contemplating anything that's interesting to you. MW is the name. I like to talk about the coolest things. This is Reality Realized. I'm here to... aware of and awaken others by initiating integrations of perceived, perspective, perceptions, so that you may see the other sides of the many coins of this thing they call life. We're going to talk about everything from science, consciousness, physics, relationships, to the theoretical concepts such as metaphysics, life after death, reincarnation, and many other taboos. Pretty much anything and everything that we choose to. And if we haven't yet, guess what? We're going to. In the distant past, fireside chats revolutionized life and reality for everyone. The campfire grew human culture exponentially in a variety of ways. It provided light, warmth, security, and helped evolve food preparation. During the day, everyone would gather around the fire and speak on practical economic issues, gossip, and hash out problems with one another. At night, it became more intimate, as being around the fire became a universal time for bonding. Everyone would share social information, entertainment, and emotions. People forgot about their worries and problems and focused on song, dance, and storytelling. Attention also turned to the broader community of people who were not there or lived far away. They contemplated the mysteries of the universe and spoke of the spirit world. The purpose then is not much different from our mission now, to make connections that realize reality for a better state of being. Now let's take an awesome journey into the matters that could realize and revolutionize your reality. Before we begin, remember this. I am not highly educated. I am not a scholar. I do not have a PhD, nor am I a psychiatrist. I'm not a medical doctor of any kind. I'm not qualified to dispense medical advice or prescribe the use of any technique as a treatment for physical, emotional, or medical problems without the advice of an actual physician, either directly or indirectly. I am a deep thinker, pondering the complex, imaginative, and abstract toward insights. And for my entire life, I've always had these ideas and concepts come to me. I've always had a calling to spread these messages, like constant pokes and prods in my head, compelling me. The content that I present is speculative and philosophical in nature and theoretical attempts at integrating spiritual metaphysics and multiple fields of science. It's not perfect, and neither am I, as a fellow human who makes many mistakes. The intent and my purpose is to be a messenger and offer a variety of information to help you and others help yourselves in your quest for emotional and spiritual well-being. In the event that you use any of this information for yourself, Reality Realized and its partners of any association assume no responsibility for your actions. Humbled Foundations. Lost in the trees, far in the forest, the beginning is the hardest, because staring down at the colored leaves, there is nothing you can see out from the furthest of autumn's weave. If you are building your home, best begin with your own start, giving it something to stand on, the base to begin with, a foundation of this. Likely, if it isn't solid, this creation will rumble, tumble, and crumble eventually. Confirming the pure obviousness is covering the basis, a great way to remind ourselves where we came from. This remembering of what we become of, and understanding with humbleness the past decisions of some. Sometimes we get excited on what could happen. Then we forget to walk first, while trying to run, ending as slaves, too slow to crawl. Because the opposite will ends in our fall. We all can be impatient and expect any endeavor to move faster, because we feel the pain and want to make it all better. Skipping steps can be a tempting divergence, a recess of spiritless experience, the avoidance of what currently exists. Everyone wants to progress and increase quality in their lives. Beware, though, because before our eyes, any goal or situation, even simple, can become a convoluted complication. To always begin with solidified foundations without giving in to impatience grows confidence that will climb as high as our will and might. It will certainly work out. The light from the top of the trees is now in sight. M.W. The Atomic Self, the Muladhara Energy Center. Muladhara, the root of existence. In Sanskrit, mula means root, and dhara means flux. It is also known as the root chakra, one of the seven primary chakras in the body. There are certain areas in the body where the nervous system congregates, places where a majority of our nerves bunch up, almost like concentrated balls of energy. These gatherings of nerves occur along the spinal cord of our atomic body cells. Our roots are the basis of any foundation. It's one of the strongest of all the energies. The beginning of all foundations and support to build our realities. The root chakra is the root of all things, a gathering at the base of your spine. It is the center of emotional and spiritual balance, and the center of instinctual necessities of consciousness. It has the strongest connection of all the chakras to the physical world, the atomic body self, and its needs. The color red symbolizes the root chakra, extenuating strength and vitality. The symbol of the root chakra is a four-petaled lotus flower. The lotus flower is a common symbol for enlightenment. Just like a tree or your home, the root chakra is what grounds you to earth and everything physical that your body was born in. It's how stable you feel in your reality. This energy centers, creates the foundation on which you build your life. The root chakra is the correlation of its energy with your feelings of safety and security, both physical and imaginative. The parts of you that are primarily associated with the root chakra are the parts that touch and function with physical reality the most. The feet, legs, genitals, digestive system, etc. This is the chakra that molds and creates the core values of your mentality. It's the basic starting point of beliefs that align with your current physical reality. Even experiences from past lives and ancestors can have an effect on your root chakra. Your body and your skin was created and molded out of the root chakra creative energy. It was then clothed on you genetically. So the experiences and traumas of your ancestors that are associated with the root chakra will influence you. Your root chakra connects the physical world to the non-physical you. It is what causes your survival instincts, the times you react unconsciously to danger without thinking, the fight or flight responses, the strongest of all the physical energies, the need for food, water, shelter, and safety, as well as your emotional needs like standing up for yourself, letting go of, and overcoming fear. All the primary physical essentials needed by your body to keep you connected and engaged mentally and physically in this reality life. It all manifests from your root. This includes your tribal issues, such as the acceptance by your peers, family, your social belonging, and global community social bonds as a species and as a worldly whole. It will give you a reality of your outward and inward perceived relationships with the material world, including your relationship and connection to nature. These are the basic needs that are essential for you to continue living and functioning optimally. When these needs are met, you will worry and stress less day to day. You feel grounded and safe to explore new options in your life's reality that you haven't before. It feels okay, good, even exciting to take on the challenges of growth and accepting new understandings of reality with a solidified foundation. As with all chakras, the sweet spot is achieving a balanced equilibrium. The reality to realize of the root chakra is that all is one. Everything is atoms, and everything comes from the same source. When the root chakra is balanced and functioning properly, you feel grounded, secure, and at peace with the world. Feel as though everyone has good intentions and everyone is kind-hearted. Yet, for whatever reason, things and miscommunications just happen. You feel confident enough to spread your wings and fly by trying new things and experiencing new aspects of reality, while knowing that there is always a ground, a safe place to land, if need be. A place in a community for your support. Therefore, when you do things that are in violation of this all-is-one truth, your chakra becomes imbalanced or blocked. It's a feeling feeling of imbalance where you're standing on a base of ground to walk on. And it's there one moment, and then it leaves you the next moment. It may come back unexpectedly the next moment after that, but it also may never come back. It's the uncertainty and a lack of a foundation. An imbalance or a blocked root chakra will cause feelings of insecurity, restlessness, and anger. The imbalance and emptiness you feel inside will manifest outwardly as you eventually project this out by giving or experiencing rejection over acceptance in reality. Feeling alone in this world and believing you're helpless and a victim. These feelings and mindsets will cause you to hold prejudices and believe that you're not safe and that you're threatened in your reality. You feel as though you have no control over your reality. And I can personally tell you that you will force your own agendas to feel safe and secure. It's a perspective mindset of you versus the world. A paranoia that everyone is out to get you, or thinking that there are others who are better and above you for whatever reason. All suggesting that you're separate from everyone else and that the whole is against you or attacking you. Everything feels divisive and not one. It's natural for these feelings to fluctuate, which is why it's important to focus on taking the time to balance your root chakra. The biggest empowering aspect of the root chakra balancing is by mastering something, gaining a talent, creating a skill that can solidify your basic necessities in reality. This is an element of your root chakra that needs to continually evolve and progress. Because as you create and acquire more skills, you will better be able to solidify your base foundations. A skill or a talent that can balance this chakra, it may be able to satisfy it for some time. But as you grow, you're going to need to re-satisfy this base. And that's essential. Called progression. An overactive root chakra will cause feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and a need to solidify your safety and security. This is because it's based on your basic need to survive, which may feel threatened. Especially if there isn't something to hold on to. You will feel as though someone or something is taking you over, or taking your position or spot. A feeling that your days are numbered in a self-occupied space or ground. If you choose to stop growing and progressing, you will never want to leave your comfort zone. You will avoid attempting anything new or develop new or more creative and complex skills. Root chakra will become overactive as its creative energy isn't being utilized efficiently. It's an urge to do something with a fear of leaving normality and comfort. The motivation won't be strong enough to leave the ground and grow. The reasons and urges are just not good enough. All the while, you feel everyone is leaving you behind. You could also feel that everyone is coming to get you as you're stagnant and standing still. If there isn't a ground that you feel that you can fall to if you fail, a place to feel equal and one with everyone else, then you may be experiencing changes of growth from the universe. Yet you feel a lack of confidence and safety to move forward through these changes. this is a universal corner that God and the universe put you into. You're forced to acknowledge the situation in a conscious manner, and then you're forced into a decision. You can choose to change it, or you can choose to ignore it. These corners compel you to make a choice one way or another, as your journey will change sometimes drastically as a result of them. Some of these choices occur at times when a choice must be made and it's unavoidable. Others are more subtle and may come to you many times repeatedly if your choice isn't the will of God or you avoid it. These base foundation changes and situations can come in many ways through your reality. Things such as financial situations, struggling with personal relationships, stressing to get through your day-to-day activities and responsibilities, or making ends meet. There could be competition at work, keeping up with the Joneses, staying up to date and informed and educated on things because of necessity or cultural demands. Many times we are not even aware that we are being cornered by the universe. It will always come back to you in an infinite loop until you acknowledge and change it. A balanced root chakra creates the solid foundation that is necessary for connecting with and opening the other energy centers of your body. Those, however, we will cover in future episodes. An underactive root chakra, on the other hand, is more common for those who have generally always had their survival needs taken care of. When the strongest energy you have never needs to be used, this will affect all the energy centers in the body. It's like trying to run before you've learned how to walk. It's those who have everything, yet were given or never achieved much, if anything, they have personally. For example, you see a lot of kids of the very rich and famous take on extraordinary and downright fabled and imaginative personas and beliefs from the lack of true interaction and growth through physical reality. It is a fabricated base to assist and cover the natural root chakra base energy that wasn't exercised or used efficiently. Even if you didn't grow up rich, parents who constantly baby and spoil their children and are constantly creating a perfectly secure environment aren't helping their kids in the long run. They have never had to worry about basic needs like food, shelter, or safety. This creates an unawareness of genuine security and the effort it takes to maintain it. They tend to take things too far and remain naive to the world around them, which generally leaves their head in the clouds. This may not seem like a huge issue, but it's important to remain connected to the here and now of your reality, to keep a balance of rationality and trans-rationality. If there is an imbalance in the root chakra, you may mentally experience anxiety disorders, fear, or even nightmares. Physical imbalances may manifest as problems anywhere at or below the location of the root chakra. The colon, the bladder, the lower back, your legs, and feet issues. In men, prostate problems may occur. Eating disorders may also be a sign of a root chakra imbalance. Many of us are born with lower body issues or genetic issues that pertain to somewhere in the lower body. This is a predetermined corner that the universe and God has set for us, a choice we will ultimately have to make to grow ourselves spiritually. If you're born with clubbed feet, your corner is to strengthen your root chakra. Born with a genetic history of, let's say, colon cancer, again, you must better strengthen and master your root chakra. These are universal choices we must make. If we avoid them, it could lead to an earlier death, or a life of more struggle and suffering. If the root chakra is not healthy, balanced, and functioning properly, then your other chakras will not work adequately. Your stability, safety, and security will be unbalanced, which keeps you from moving forward and progressing in life. Emotionally, you'll feel scattered and anxious. Chakras can also be too open, which causes depression. Being too grounded is an imbalanced root chakra. Feeling too safe and secure, experiencing too much of a good thing, will eventually manifest a lack of motivation to grow and progress. We have all heard the stories of the rich and famous who have been depressed and committed suicide. And we wonder why, because it seems like they have it all. It's like you're trying to leave the ground and fly to progress, but you're unable to take off as you're too heavy and you're identifying with what you are in physical reality. Any thought, action, or representation opposite of the all is one truth causes leakages, blockages, and imbalances in your energy of the root chakra. This energy that runs through the root and all chakras is divine power. A divine energy that's coming through from the universe and God. It's all that is. And it's being interpreted in infinitely different ways in every moment through every chakra within you. To serve this energy from God can empower you and give you life, because this is the life energy we all receive. This is the energy that animates your existence, and it's why you're alive. We live in a world of dualistic principles, and this is the energy of duality. This energy we receive from God has a light side and a dark shadow side. In terms of the root chakra, the light side expresses the truth that all is one. The dark shadow side is the opposite expression of separation. The root chakra is often thought of as providing energy to the other chakras. So if it's blocked or unbalanced, your other chakras likely are as well. Just like your home, a balanced root chakra is crucial to having a healthy and open chakra system to reach your full potential. If you feel controlling, quick to anger, undriven, and self-conscious, your root chakra might need balancing. When your root chakra is balanced, you have energy and self-confidence rather than arrogance or fear, and you feel calm, centered, and ready to accept and take on what life brings your reality. Become one with the earth. It's essential to take a time out of your busy schedule and your day to foster a harmonious relationship with nature. It's all about connecting with the earth. Go outside and walk barefoot through the dirt. Dig your hands deep into the soil of your ground. Take a few minutes to lay in the grass and soak up the rays of the sunshine. Connecting with the earth allows the root chakra to open and flow more freely. Mindfully move as you walk. Concentrate on your foot leaving the ground and connecting to the earth again and again. You'll give your mind a break and cleanse your root chakra at the same time. Become one with your environment and reality. It's always important to connect with and feel stable in your own personal environment. Create spaces in your home that bring you joy and comfort. Spaces of freedom and expression of you in your own home. Move and dance in it even if you can't dance, it's your space and you should feel comfortable with it. This is one of the best ways to balance this chakra. Even better, turn on some music and sing along even if you can't sing well. Singing even cleanses your throat chakra, but that's a discussion in a future episode. Become one with yourself. Setting aside quality time for yourself is one of the most important ways to balance your root chakra. Take a shower. This is such a wonderful root chakra cleanser. We are, by the way, physical animals, in addition to being intelligent, thoughtful human beings. Embrace and love your physicality by being completely present as you bathe. Mindfully moving is a powerful form of meditation. Work on your self-confidence and self-reliance so you can discover your authentic self. Manifest what you want from life so your outside world reflects what is taking place deep inside of you. Do what makes you happy. Read a book. Write a poem. Sing a song. Exercise. Whatever it takes to connect with your inner self. Root chakra harbors the most powerful energies to interact with your physical reality. These are creative and survival energies. The creative force energy is used, as its name entails. To create is to reproduce your children or create your life and reality by building it and molding it to how you see fit. To create children, it obviously takes two. If you have a loved one in your life, it's important to have someone who shares your values and beliefs. Someone who will help you and themselves build an empire together. You want a supporter, a cheerleader, not someone who questions every one of your decisions unless they can provide valid and logical reasons. This sexual creative energy is so strong that it will create a life. As you release this energy with another, you will gain other forms of energy in return. If you are alone or without a significant other, use that energy to create your life and reality, and it will attract like-minded people into your life. Build an empire as you see fit. The one thing you should refrain from, as it's detrimental to your creative energy, is excessive masturbation. The release of this creative energy is tiresome, and this action with yourself releases that energy while receiving nothing in return. This will destroy your motivation to create and to survive, which in turn will deplete the energy of the other chakras as well. All energy begins at the root chakra and filters through the others, which will leave you imbalanced. Masturbation will severely hinder your ability to find love in your life and to create a life. As you are rewarding yourself and draining your base energy without receiving any energy or anything in return. If this is something you are struggling with, aware of. In men, it takes 21 days for sperm to mature into what you would call adult sperm. Constant masturbation never gives the body of a man the chance to create and grow healthy sperm. When a man's sperm isn't mature, it can't even make a baby and create a life. And even if it could, why would you want to create a life with that? It would be inferior, immature, and underdeveloped. For men and women in general, an excess of this action can cause you to skip things such as chores, daily activities. Some will even miss work and school, cancel plans with family, friends, and dates, even miss social events. An addiction to this action can harm your relationships and other parts of your life. I mean, why find love do it to yourself, right? Why talk to people if you don't have to, right? This is what can create social anxiety. Masturbation too much can and will interrupt your work and studies, which will lower your overall productivity. It may also hurt your romantic relationships and friendships because you don't spend as much time with your loved ones as you used to, or you don't even pay attention to their needs because you're only concerned with yours. This is something that is actually encouraged by society. It is encouraged because it's physically not harmful for you, but mentally and spiritually, it is. Social anxiety and a lack of social interaction from this is an issue. It's something that hasn't even been realized in society as a problem yet. People feel as though they are secure and grounded when they're actually insecure and fearful. It's a chronic habit like drug abuse that can serve as a substitute for reality. Retention of masturbation will create a hunger to grow and progress. You'll want to converse with other people. Your hormone levels will balance out. Your mental clarity will return. It will also help you make better decisions. Retention will bring you back to reality. So stop playing with yourselves. It's also important to research and experience meditation. This is something I'm just learning to understand myself. While meditation does connect you to a higher spiritual plane, it also serves to ground you. You may not always be able to trust that the world will give you what you need to survive, but connection to your higher self and trust in a power higher than yourself will give you what you need to feel safe. It does not matter if you call that higher power consciousness, the universe, Mother Nature, God, or spirit. Connection to the universal energy will bring you a sense of peace and stability. The animals in the forest have no idea if and when they will ever find food again. But each day, yet, they somehow trust in nature to provide this for them. Trust that you will be okay and that the universe will give you opportunities. Messages with any questions, suggestions, or sponsorships, all the information is on our podcast feed page on anchor.fm/realityrealized. Please leave your name and contact info to be replied to. You can listen to us on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, Google, Amazon, and a multitude of other podcast platforms. There are many ways to keep in contact. To find us, search Reality Realized on Facebook and Reality.Realized on Instagram. Please like, share, and read our posts. And of course, listen to the episodes. We really appreciate the interaction. If you'd like to become involved and contribute to the growth and progression of this vision to aware up and awaken others, the link is also available. It all goes to growing, perfecting, and teaching the concepts of the philosophical, scientific, and spiritual universal connection. We've reached the end of the atomic self, the Muladhara Energy Center. These episodes are interpretations of reality from the choices we make in our lives and what we can do to react to these expressions we receive that we can experience. It is the realizations of the choices the universe and God gives us by giving ourselves permission to move forward emotionally, mentally, and physically to acknowledge and manifest to recreate a more improved, reconstituted, and aligned reality. I encourage all my listeners to keep listening. We're getting better every day with every episode. This is a long haul of explanations to blow your mind to becoming aware of cosmic consciousness. The time you give us is important, and we are beyond grateful and glad to have yours. It's your most important gift that you could give us, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. As always, remember to practice your understanding by not always clinging to one way of thinking. Be flexible, understanding, and accepting of the reality of others. Strive to, and learn to, live in a loving mindset through rationality, knowledge, and wisdom from the higher self. Your existence is the culmination of your decisions from every past moment you've lived. In every present moment, you can change, even if it's a little bit at a time. You are an infinite spirit existing to experience and create your soul by growing and understanding yourself. That is your purpose. And this is reality realized.
Yeah.